So Pat might need you to chair until Jack.
Okay. When do you want? It's not quite 5:30 yet, or is it? Or it is 5:30. Well,
5:31.
Are you ready? Do we have a quorum, Will?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 members. Yes.
Okay. Well, if we've got five and a quorum, I guess I'll call the August 20th meeting to order. So the first thing on the agenda is business from the audience.
And no one signed up to speak today.
Okay. Okay. So is there any other additions or corrections to the agenda?
I'll just add under, or propose to add under Urban Renewal Administrator, a quick verbal update on the police facility siting.
Okay. With that, then we'll go into, everybody should have got a copy of the minutes from May 28th of 2020. And are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? If I don't hear any, well, can I get a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I'll make a motion. This is Tina. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the May 28th, 2020 meeting as presented.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second?
I can't find the mute button, but I'll second that.
Okay. Clint got it, and then Abby is a second one. So, okay, any discussion in regards to the minutes? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. Hi, Josh. Okay, the minutes, approval of the minutes has passed. Okay, it's your show now, Will.
Okay, I see Jack's logging in. Okay. So under Urban Renewal Administrator, we have the staff report and scope of work from MIG. So what's in front of the URAC today is to provide your review, comments, and recommendation to the Urban Renewal Agency Board. This project, as we know, started all the way back in 2017 when we went to prioritize projects that are in the 2011 Heights Urban Renewal Plan. And there was a big community push to look at changing the couplet in the Heights. That spurred on by some grassroots efforts with Dan Burns' walk shop and the Streets Alive really got momentum that the city, that the Urban Renewal Agency should really look into funding some sort of traffic flow changes or changes to the right-of-way in the Heights. Put out a RFP to do so, received bids, and the number two bidder was MIG. Went with the number one, worked through some initial phases, and then decided to exercise a no-fault contract termination. What the scope that you have in front of you today really has a bunch of lessons learned from that first round about just how big of a scope change this is. We're really looking at a transformational exercise in the Heights when we talk about changing traffic flows from one way to two way, or move changing parking to seating, or moving car to car bike sharing areas. Really is a massive undertaking. And I think as we've learned through the process, not universally, there's not a consensus of opinions out there. So there's gonna be a lot of public process to work through. And what I've heard from the committee and is that public process is important. We need to engage all stakeholders. And so that's really, I think, one of the things that was really built into here and why you saw the cost go up so much. I counted, there's a minimum of 16 meetings in this scope. as well as 15-minute check-ins with the Urban Renewal Agency directly with the consultants at every Urban Renewal Advisory Committee meeting. Some of the other ways that this scope is different from the first vendor is one, it has to have a COVID outreach plan. So you'll see on the last page, there's a matrix that shows how things would be done pre-COVID versus during COVID. And then we would revert back to after post-COVID, depending on the schedule. The next door is included in the contract price with MIG as a sub-consultant. With Greenworks, we had a separate $15,000 contract directly with Nextdoor. This brings them immediately directly into the fold as a sub-consultant on the MIG team. This includes a traffic system plan amendment. So all infrastructure in the city, water, sewer, storm, and roads has a master plan, usually updated about every 10 years, but can be amended more regularly. And if things, when things are in our transportation system plan, we can charge system development charges to support them. And also it's help, you know, for a lot of grants, a lot of ODOT grants, a lot of federal grants, that's a precondition to funding is that it's in your transportation system plan. So this includes assistance to have an amendment to whatever the outcome of this project is. Help us get a plan amendment for the TSP. Demonstration project is built in, but could result in contract savings if we choose not to exercise that. There is also RFP support. So one of the biggest things in this that I wanted to do was, especially if we're gonna do so much effort on this, have this be such a big plan, let's make sure it doesn't just sit on a shelf. So this includes continued carry on transitional time with the consultants to put together the RFP for the very first project identified, whatever that ends up being. So that we go just like dominoes falling. This is adopted, we get an RFP out for that first capital project. And then also learning from the our experience with the past contractor, we have phased implementation of this contract. So while the total could be up to 494 with all contingencies and all optional projects, we're really only looking for authorization for the first 130,000 about. And that comes with distinct deliverables that are outlined in the scope. And so we'll have time to work through phase one, get deliverables that have value, have standalone value, and then we'll see whether or not we're happy with the work and whether or not we want to move on and authorize phase two amount of money. We'll have another check-in after phase two and see whether or not we want to authorize phase three amount of money. So we have several off-ramps where we have clear, valuable deliverables given to the Urban Renewal Agency. Other than those main differences, the general structure is pretty much the same, where we get some design concept, we get some design values. That's turned into multiple concepts. Those multiple concepts are whittled down to a preferred concept and implementation plan with an enormous amount of public, very high touch public, public outreach and public input all throughout. And the final, I had a link in my staff report to the Carnation Washington deliverable from MIG to let you know that that's basically the quality and the amount of content that is gonna come out of a contract like this. So that lets you know what the end product will be. So getting into what would be, I think, the best, obviously the URAC can, we can get into whatever amount of detail and pass along whatever recommendation you want to the Urban Renewal Agency Board. I think the key question is kind of a gut check right now. You know, we got put onto a, there was a big fork in the road in 2017 where we went to, where we decided to look into traffic changes. And that's gained steam and gained momentum. you know, we're already, I think we're already about $40,000 into this path. And now we're seeing, we really have fleshed out how big of a project that really is if you want to look into transforming the Heights right away. And it's could be up to $500,000 project. So I think this is a good time to say, you know, if this is what we want to do, then I think this is the contract that does it. Or would be the time to think, no, we want to stick to the 2011 Heights plan and the projects that are in that, and just start churning those out, you know, undergrounding utilities, replacing sewer and utility pipes, and doing some kind of minor cosmetic streetscape improvements. I think this project really does put us on the path of spending far more than $8.3 million in the long run. And where that money comes from could is a to be determined. You know, we could go for grants, increase the maximum indebtedness of the urban renewal district. You know, we don't know where the funding is going to come from, but this is about creating really transformational plan for the Heights. So I think that's the main question and the main most valuable input that the advisory committee can provide to the board. With that, I'll answer any questions about the MIG scope.
Well, I guess I have a question just about what you're saying is like a gut check. I mean, isn't that kind of what we did in May, where we had the discussion of like, are we ready to go big, go small? And then we all decided go big and then went to city council. And then they also agreed with that. So.
Correct.
Are we just saying you want to kind of get it a reassurance that we still feel that way? Or are we talking about a different level?
Yeah. I guess, well, and it's moved up to $500,000, where I think before we were thinking it was going to be more like 300 or 400.
Okay.
So now we've seen the final numbers, you know, and just confirm, because after this will be the point of no return, definitely.
Okay. I feel like that the example that you shared from Carnation, I've been to Carnation, I've seen what they've done up there, and it's really impressive. It's a little otherwise completely forgettable town. There's not much to it, and it's really attractive to drive through. That makes you want to stop. We're not like that. We're a place you're going to stop anyway, Hood River Heights, but that project was really, really well done. I've ridden my bike through there, and I've driven through there, and I've walked through there, and it's quite impressive. And I'm all in favor of this company. I think they see the end game and they know how to get there, and the checks along the way are good for everybody. They're good for us. They're good for them. And it seems like if we don't try to modify the dysfunctional traffic, there's no point in doing all this other infrastructure work, because that's just cosmetic. But the problems we have are something we can really solve with this money and this effort. So that's where I sit. I'm both thumbs up.
Well, this is Pat. The question I got is in looking at their phases, I'm glad we have it as a phase, and we can look at it through the three different phases, and we can separate ties after phase one if it isn't what we want. But the big question that I have is under the previous one, when Greenworks, they kind of gave us a timeline of start, finish on the different levels. Have you seen anything from that? Because I didn't see anything like that in the scope of work. Are the phase one looking at 6 months or a year, 18 months? How long is phase two? How long is phase three? That's the question I have.
Thanks for that, Pat. And Jack asked me that same question earlier today. So I specifically talked to them about not including timelines, because it's so high touch with public involvement that I think timelines are just fiction at this point. You know, we'll hit some controversial piece, or there'll be a change in direction, and the timeline, I don't think we're gonna stick to it. So what this envisions is at kickoff, we do a timeline for phase one. We accept phase one and we authorize phase two, and then we have a schedule for phase two. We accept, we are satisfied, and we authorize phase three, and we create a schedule for phase three. Okay. So at kickoff, we'll all decide on what the schedule for phase one is going to be. If things go smoothly, this would all be done in less than 12 months.
You're saying all three phases or one phase?
All three phases.
If it goes smoothly.
Could likely be less than 12 months.
Okay. Thanks. That mm-hmm. was my biggest question. I like the detail that they put into this and their explanation, very professionally done. And I'm glad that we got a say after each phase on what the next step's going to be. So well done.
Oh, I guess I misunderstood that, because I was looking on page 12 where they talk about task one, saying this scope assumes a 12-month project duration. I thought that was for phase one. You're saying that's, I guess I'm getting my tasks and phases confused. You're saying they have that in there for the whole project. Wow.
Yeah, we're expecting but I, like I said, I really, yeah. Like, that's just, yeah. It's so difficult.
Don't get too attached to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this is Josh. I noticed in there, talk about the traffic study. Can you elaborate, Will, on what they can use from the tool traffic study? In here, I don't know if I saw any mention whatsoever of using tool study. And is that true, or are we able to scrape something out of what we already paid for?
Yeah, that's why it says... Oh, getting a little bit of feedback. That's why it says traffic study addendum. So 2.4, supplement the previously completed traffic study. So they want to add to it. There's some pieces that they're interested in that they thought were holes in the original one. So it's just a supplement.
And are those the kind of things we're going to be able to talk about, what kinds of things they want to add and what they look at? Is that all future discussion?
Well, it's in here in the traffic study addendum here. It's looking at ODOT's hot safety priority index system, which has crash trends and hot spots. So they wanted to incorporate that, as well as looking, kind of focusing and doing an analysis of the truck traffic versus vehicle traffic. So those are the two aspects that they thought they were that are missing from the original traffic study that they want to add.
Okay, but as we get into this process, are they going to be attending these meetings? We're going to be able to talk with them about specifics on some of this, or?
Sure.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, they're going to, so in the budget is for them to be with us for 15 minutes at the beginning of every advisory committee meeting for an update. We could talk to them about changing the traffic study addendum. And that's where we have $40,000 of contingency too. If we wanted to add something later, we'd start eating into that 40K of contingency.
Okay. I guess I just don't want to get in too in the weeds tonight on like details that we're not even ready to tackle yet, but I just wanted to know that, we have a chance to respond to, there's a lot of information here that we have a chance to respond to that. And I don't think tonight is necessarily the time to go through this page by page, but just want to make sure that, this isn't set in stone in terms of the specifics of each step.
Well, it isn't. Where it specifically says what they'll do, like in that traffic study addendum, that's what we're agreeing to under this contract price that they're going to do.
Okay.
But that is also where we have what the point of project contingency is.
The contingency. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll comment it again. I'm kind of, touching base on what Clint said. I looked through that Carnation packet that they put together, and it's, quite impressive for a deliverable that they did for them up there. I think it's the same project manager that is overseeing this project as well. And then, yeah, I've worked with DKS as well with, they recently did a traffic study here in the Dalles, so being the traffic engineer, I think DKS is the consultant for this.
Right.
So yeah, it's obviously it's a little more than what we talked about in May, but I think it's, there's a lot in here and it's impressive.
Yeah, I think this is a good team. You know, especially we went with the Portland team before. And I think that was like not close enough to get to, it was like not close enough to really understand us, but not a big enough market to really be, but also we didn't get the benefit of being a really huge company. So it was kind of in between. This one, we have MIG. So we have the expertise of this, just one of the largest urban design firms in the country. So all that horsepower, but we have Klein and DKS who know us intimately. So I think that could be a powerful combination.
Getting back to costs, I guess I have I don't know if it's so much a question as just a thought that I would love to hear other people's opinions on is, you know, as you said, this goes back to 2011, you know, we've been talking to the public and we've getting people excited about all these things we're going to do. And then, you know, it sits on a shelf and things don't happen. It's at a certain point, I worry a little bit about, you know, survey fatigue, that we keep holding open houses and do all this stuff and people come in and they get all excited and they give us ideas and then they don't, you know, as we talked about last year, you know, they don't see anything happen. And I just wonder, like, you know, how much is too much? What's the right amount? 16 meetings is a lot. It's a lot of money. I mean, is that wise use of our money? And are we going to ask the right questions that are things that can actually be achieved? You know, I want to make sure if we're going to call in the public to give us ideas that it's that we're spending their time well and we're spending this budget well. So I'm kind of curious what other people think.
Tina, I think that's an awesome question. I've had the same thought, and I think that might be a better question to direct to MIG, like what's the right number of meetings for this scope of project? It's going to take a few years to finish. It's going to cost X amount of money. It's going to take so much volunteer effort and public input. And are we overdoing it with meetings or are we underdoing it? Because we want to kind of hit it right and not...
Yeah,
survey fatigue is a real thing for sure, even when you're really invested in it. But that's a great question.
Just to clarify, it's not 16 community workshops. That includes presentations to you and to the Urban Renewal Agency Board, as well as a clustering of like stakeholder focus group meetings. So like just a one meeting only to listen to business leaders or the Latinos in Acción, or like finding Thrive or you know, Livable. So it's like targeted more like fireside chat type deals. So it's not 16 armory events.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Will, my question is, and I agree with Clint and Tina, but my question that I have is when we do go to the public, we've had so much public input, but there's some things that are going to work and some things aren't going to work because we're going to be limited by ODOT. So when MIG puts this together and so forth, the options they're going to present to the public are basically going to be the legal options that we can actually employ. Is that correct? We're not going to open it all up and start all over again.
Yeah, that's 2.3 in there is policy, regulation, and design standards review that are going to be go super in depth into what exactly is feasible in there. And so that's definitely going to get intertwined and integrated as we get into developed concepts. But we definitely have some meetings beforehand, a big kickoff meeting and some large visioning meetings. And that's where I think commentary or perspective is where the advisory committee can really come in and help people is we get into, I've seen us kind of get into a chicken and the egg of, I don't know if that's going to work. But in order to know what works, in order to know what to test, what works, we have to have a concept. But then we try to say, well, what do you want for a concept? And we say, we don't know, we need to know what works. And it gets into this chicken or the egg thing. So I think just communicating to folks that just allow us to do some big picture concept values without worrying about what works, that is going to be part in the final product. We'll go through that meat grinder. But am I explaining that? how it can be a little bit of a chicken or the egg?
I think you got it right. But the big thing is when we take it to the public, we're not going to give them 10 options or 4 options. They might get 2 or 3. Is that what?
I think there's going to be some pretty values type questioning in the beginning.
Okay.
Kind of free, not specifics, but pretty high level type concepts. And we're going to have to suspend judgment to some extent on trying to think through every design standard that we're going to, and trust that MIG is putting us through a process and they're going to eventually whittle it down and make it fit into the right box.
Okay. Is one question, Will, is Jack logged in?
He is.
Okay. I guess I'll turn the meeting back over to him so he can run it.
Well, I'm fine with you leading the meeting at this point, and Pat, you're doing a great job. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I don't really have any questions, but I just wanted to say that all this sounds good. I think we should, if it's going to cost more money to get what we really want and can really use to make a difference, that we should do that. So that's my 2 cents.
Will, are you looking for any recommendations from us right now?
Yeah, so the alternatives, you can recommend as is, recommend with suggestions, or do not recommend. What I've heard so far is what I'm sort of hearing is you're recommending, but you would like a critical eye on the number of meetings. And I can do that with MIG, and I can have them talk a little bit more about what each one of the meetings does and why it's important, and have that in front of the advisory or the agency board. Those are the two sort of things that I've heard.
So I will. Will, are you looking at us for recommendation of phase one or all three phases tonight?
To move forward with this concept. So the concept of a phased approach that's described in this, and moving forward with phase one, moving forward with this scope of work.
Well, I guess I have a couple of questions. One is, and I apologize if I didn't quite understand this in the thing, is when we talk about traffic changes, there's obviously some community interest in getting rid of the couplet one ways. There are also people I know who are extremely opposed to it. Is that, I wasn't clear in here, is that like off the table? I know it's expensive and stuff, but is that still something that we're going to talk about as an option? Or are we saying that, okay, we are. Okay.
So that's why this is so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And then I guess my other question is, like, I don't know how specific we get on costs or like how deep into detail we want to get. But I mean, there were just like a couple little things that kind of caught my eye. I mean, I know dollars matter for us. And like, I just question stuff like, do we really need like a website and a logo and colors? And I mean, it's like, it's sort of like $4,000 and $5,000 here and $4,000 and $5,000 there. I guess I question some of those little details, but again, I don't want to get too, nitpicky about stuff. I don't know if other people had any thoughts on some of those budget line items.
Yeah, Tina. That was a suggestion of mine. That wasn't from MIG. I was hoping for a real, I guess what I was trying to get at with that is, it seems like people float in and out of engagement and with this, with the heights, you know, because it's kind of start and stop. And we may get all the way to end design, and then someone new will move to town and they'll want to have, and they'll come in and want to get really involved. And I wanted to have a really well done, really easy to understand, really professional, simplified website where if anyone can log in, they become immediately apparent and up to speed. So we don't sort of have sideways folks coming in. That was my intent.
Okay. I support that as well, just because there's so many community members that still, even people that I know and talk to about the Heights Urban Renewal, that still have questions, and having a really good website that's just identifies that district and what's happening there, I think would be really helpful.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I think that'd be a nice resource for us to have as well. And I wanted to add that I feel like we're one set of wheels over the speed bump that we've hit at this point in terms of moving forward. And let's get the second set over and get some speed going again. And I feel like, Will, you've done some really good shopping for this, and having local engineers help and surveyors with a big firm that's got muscle and experience and a lot of weight. That's savvy shopping. And I think this is not too big a price tag for what we should, you know, look forward to being really proud of in 10 years. And something that's going to be really successful needs to be backed right. And I think this is the right way to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't want to lowball the services. I think we've all waited. This whole community has waited a long time for something to happen. So I agree. I'm glad we have a, you know, very professional looking operation going here.
And I agree with what Will put together, mainly because I've had a lot of people ask me, and it'd be nice to have a website just to tell people to go to get caught up, instead of trying to ad lib and people get misinterpreted on different things that are said. So I think the website's a must.
Okay, got it.
So I think, Will, you're still looking for a motion from us to move forward with the recommendation of up to 494,000. Phase one being 130, is that correct?
Correct.
I'll move that we approve the phase one and the expenditure with that amount.
I'll second.
Will, what process of voting are we doing on Zoom meetings?
Yeah, if roll call is best, especially if anyone votes no, so that we know who voted no. Do you want me to do the roll call?
If you will.
Okay. Let's see. Abby?
I'm in favor.
All right. Clint?
In favor.
Joshua?
In favor.
Chair?
In favor.
Tina?
In favor.
And Pat?
Since I made the motion, I guess I'm in favor of it.
Okay. And Amanda?
Yes.
Great. Okay. I'll forward a unanimous recommendation to the Urban Renewal Agency Board, and we'll agendize this for the first meeting in September and hopefully move forward very quickly.
All right. Exciting.
Sweet. Very nice to see everybody.
Likewise.
Thanks for being here tonight.
I've got one more item. Just one more quick verbal update on site analysis for the police department. The city council packet just went out and it's posted to our website. One of the items is looking at 7 sites for the police department. The most highly ranked site is the Columbia lot across the street from Full Sail. And that was a site that city council specifically asked us to look at, and it scored the highest. So I expect it will probably be selected. You never know. But if selected, the staff recommendation on that is to pause the contract that we had with our current architects. the next step was supposed to be preliminary design and cost estimating. We're recommending that we stop that, save the rest of the money, and rebid for preliminary design and cost estimation for a joint police facility parking garage. Because if we build in the clunker lot, we're gonna have to replace that parking anyway. So it'll be more cost effective if we design both at the same time. And so if that's the case, then I'll come back here and I'll be asking for approval to pay for half the cost of that design and cost estimation for the parking garage piece of that from Urban Renewal Agency. So no decision for you right now. I just wanted to give you a heads up that might be in front of you in the future.
So the urban renewal money that'd be used for the parking garage and then city budget for the police station.
Correct.
Okay.
Would that be just the downtown district money?
Correct. Yeah, we have about $4 million that, left over there.
Cool.
There right now.
Just news item. Okay.
And this is the last year that the urban renewal money funds will be taken from property taxes, correct, on the downtown?
It can be. If we want to squeeze every last bit of juice out of it, we could do a partial year next year.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Are we skipping?
I knew we were close to sunsetting.
Yep.
Aren't we skipping this year's collection?
No collections for fiscal year 2020-2021 for all districts.
Yeah, so it'll be next year will be the last one, right?
Yeah, 2021-22, if the Urban Renewal Agency wants to, we could do a partial year so that we collect every last authorized dollar, or we just call it good and shut down the Cascade District. Okay.
Well, Pat, you guys are efficient. Our last planning commission meeting was 4 hours.
You gotta pick your friends, Tina.
I guess.
So is it, Pat, do you want to take us to items from members or just adjourn?
I think he disappeared.
Okay.
Back disappeared. Pat's still there.
Well, are there any items from any of the other members? Clint, you got anything?
Nothing.
Tina? Nope.
Amanda? Josh?
I do not.
Abby? And I guess Jack's gone. So thanks, Will.
Great. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Will. Good job.
Bye.
Good job working with all these guys.
Meeting's adjourned.